What's up, Foos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back!
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3, this is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. All right, we're kicking it live in Las Vegas, Nevada right now. And I'll tell you what, so, you know, we were talking about the draft earlier, and there was talk earlier in the night. We talked about this on the TV show earlier tonight. There was talk about Baker Mayfield going to the Panthers. That there was a belief that by the end of the night tonight that Baker Mayfield could have been a Panther, yet he isn't. He didn't. And then they took Matt Corral. And they already have quarterbacks there. And now they got Matt Corral as well. Like, Baker Mayfield really is running out of options to the point now where there's really, I'd say there's one team. The Seattle Seahawks. The Seattle cannot be serious about this. They can't be serious about Drew Lock. Yeah, and it's just crazy to me. I don't know, like, they passed up on everybody. I don't know if they know that, hey, listen, we'll just get Baker Mayfield after, but if you're Seattle, you're taking a chance that, hey, like, that Carolina doesn't pull the trigger on it, or that someone else. That's the whole thing with Baker. It's like, all right, listen, we're going to wait it out. Cleveland is screwed. We don't have to give anything up for him. But you wait it out, and somebody comes in and beats you to it, right? But it's crazy. It's crazy right now with Baker Mayfield. Because as I said, with Carolina, they've got Sam Darnold. Now they've got Matt Corral as well. They're already paying, like, past contracts of quarterbacks that have been there. Like, they're not bringing Baker Mayfield in now. Like, Baker really is running out of teams. Like, there are no teams. And Cleveland are also screwed by, you know what I mean? Cleveland did not, what a shock that Cleveland didn't handle this properly, right? Like, think about it. Cleveland went out and traded a bunch of stuff and gave a guy like $250 million when they already have a quarterback. Like, it's one of these deals, like, you should have dealt with it immediately, Cleveland. That's our point. Like, you know what I mean? It shouldn't be at this stage now. Because now, as I stated, you're done. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't see anybody giving you anything for him unless Seattle wants to let you off the hook and says, listen, we'll give you a six-round pick and you've got to pay. Because that's what it's going to come down to. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's going to want to pay the $18 million now either. It's, you know, Baker, and that's the whole thing with Baker. It's a complicated situation, but it really is amazing, isn't it? I'm not picking on him, but I'm just saying, you know, as far as a downfall is concerned, without really doing anything that bad. He played with a torn labrum. Not easy to do. Right? He was hurt. And another thing is, too, the Cleveland Brown defense sucked. The Cleveland Brown defense sucked. The play calling sucked. And it's like Baker Mayfield was, like, to blame for all of the Cleveland Browns' problems and woes. Oh, Baker Mayfield. No, man. Like, why the hell didn't they give the ball more to Chubb? Why didn't they run the ball more? Right? Like, why didn't your defense come up with a damn stop when it needed it? That wasn't on Baker Mayfield. Listen, Baker Mayfield, you know, he ran his mouth too much. He's too sensitive. You know, Baker loves it when the fans love him. But then when they turn on him, he can't handle it. It's level three. This is Sports Rage. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people of Buster, but everybody else in between. We're throwing it down live in Las Vegas. Rob Vino's going to step up and enjoy us in a couple minutes. We'll get into the NBA playoffs with Rob. So NFL draft going on in Las Vegas. And the quarterbacks finally started to find some homes for themselves. So Atlanta Falcons get Desmond Ridder. And if you're just joining us right now, too, I was talking earlier about this briefly, that all these young quarterbacks all ended up on teams and in good situations and that were good fits. Like, that's one thing we will say that sort of worked out in that way. Like, you know, like if you're Kenny Pickett, you couldn't have landed in a better organization and a better coach. A whole system, and not to mention you played in the damn city already, in the stadium and the facility, you know what I mean? So, you know, Kenny Pickett's in a perfect situation. Desmond Ridder lands in a perfect situation with Atlanta. He's not under any pressure to play right now. He can develop himself, and the quarterback ahead of him isn't some megastar that you're not good enough to beat out. Like, Marcus Mariota will be the quarterback this year. I would expect Desmond Ridder to be the starting quarterback next year type thing. Right? And, you know, and also, listen, injuries can happen and stuff happens. But, you know, I guess they're going to compete. But Mariota will be the guy, I would imagine, early. And but I'm just saying, Desmond Ridder gets into a good spot. He's in a good situation. Matt Corral. We're talking a similar situation with Matt Corral. Matt Corral goes in there, and you get a chance to compete with Sam Darnold. And put it this way, if you can't beat out Sam Darnold for a starting quarterback position, then you don't deserve to be the starting quarterback. And you know what I mean? It's one of those deals. And I don't hate Sam Darnold. I'm not trying to pick on Sam Darnold, but I've never been a massive Sam Darnold fan. Sam Darnold also hasn't been in very good situations in his career. So I'm not trying to throw him under the bus, but at the same point in time, I think Matt Corral can beat him out for a job. Rob Vino steps up in the late night anger management class. NFL draft, NBA playoffs. Let's do this thing.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. We're throwing it down on Sirius XM channel 159. You already know that. I'm 90 ESPN Radio. We're kicking it live in Las Vegas, Nevada. The National Football League draft continues. NBA playoff. Let's bring in Rob Vino. RobVinoSports.com, WagerTalk.com. Always a pleasure, Rob. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Hey, glad to be here, Gabe. Busy night tonight, but glad to be here.
A busy week, and it's off the hook here in Vegas. And Rob lived in a longtime Vegas resident as well. Off the hook, literally last night we heard the number 980,000 people. 980,000 people. Like, that's not just for the draft. The draft, I guess, was about 650,000. Like, there's, you know, about, say, you know, about 550 to 650 for the draft combined. And then there's, like, you know, Lady Gaga's got a residency here. Like, there's a bunch of people for a Lady Gaga concert or some special show she's doing or something. And there's a boxing match. There's a bunch of conventions. So I heard last night, LVPD, we were talking to the security. They said, yeah, there's 980,000 people partying right now on the strip, Rob.
Yeah, you don't want their job. I tell you what, my youngest son is out there working the draft for ESPN. I was going to go, Gabe, but when I heard the numbers that they were expecting, I backed out and stayed home. I think I made a good move.
You know what? We're set up shop at MGM, and I got to tell you, Rob, I was a little bit, I figured, too, I was like, God, this is going to be just a nightmare, like just even walking 10 feet. There's going to be people everywhere. But it's spaced out. You know, the city absorbs it. I don't know how they do it, but they do. They absorb it. Even, you know, the lines aren't bad. The tables are free, etc. There are just so many properties, and there's so much space here that it's not, like I said, it's been pretty enjoyable. But we've been doing shows. We've been basically indoors, you know, at MGM Grand in the setup we have, Rob, there. Tomorrow I'm going to get out. I'm going to go over to the fan experience and everything. So what are your thoughts on the draft? What's your takeaways, and how did you do with your bets, with your draft props?
Yeah, you know, the draft props went pretty well. I guess I'm not alone in that boat, right? It seems like everybody did well. Talking to some guys that work on the other side of the counter today. But overall takes, Gabe, I mean, the state of New York, the city of New York, really, they've done the job, right? Giants and Jets, I think, have both come away as we speak. You know, the Jets pull away with Jeremy Rucker, tight end for Ohio State, but they've had a really good draft. The Giants have had a really good draft. We'll see what day three brings. I think the Houston Texans have put together some good picks. Detroit, the teams that have had a lot of picks, have really made the most of them. And you know, the intriguing stuff and who could turn out to be really, really good or a meaningful play. I think, you know, Christian Watson, wide receiver to Green Bay. We'll see what Aaron Rodgers does with him. It's a really good receiver that gets blessed by going to a really good team with a really good quarterback. And generally speaking, those guys get the best of it rather than kids who get drafted to bad teams like we saw with some quarterbacks last year and have to suffer through year one.
Now, a lot of people, even New York Jet fans, basically were like, all right, how are we going to screw this up? You know, there was it's sort of a Met Jet thing, right? You know, it's like, oh, boy, here we go again. How are we going to screw it up? But I think the Jets really did knock it out of the park. They really did. You know, as I don't think they could be any happier than the players that they got. I thought they had a very, very good draft. The thing is with the Jets is, though, it's not like, okay, these players put them over the top, right? They're still, there's so much. You know, there's so much to build still, but now at least you've got some weapons for Zach Wilson. I wouldn't have taken Zach Wilson when they did, but it is what it is. If you drafted the kid, you got to give him a chance at least to have him some weapons to work with at least, Rob. Now they do.
Yeah, they've done a really good job. I mean, Garrett Wilson, those first, you know, as you say, Gabe, and I lived in that area for so long, right? Tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. I'm from Connecticut, 31 years there. And, you know, all my buddies are giant Jet fans. And I'm talking to a couple last night via text, and like you said, it just didn't matter. Oh, well.
Yeah, they sort of expected the worst, right? Like, who cares? So what? Exactly. They expected the worst. But honestly, guys, like, it's amazing. Like, every player. So listen, Sauce Gardner, okay, did he go too high? I don't know. You know what I mean? You know, look, Stingley ended up going third overall. So, you know, Sauce Gardner's a great player. Didn't give up a single touchdown at Cincinnati. And you're talking about Garrett Wilson, who I thought was the best wide receiver. All right. So, you know, Garrett Wilson, now you got a Wilson to Wilson combination here. I was shocked, and this is one that I did get wrong. I bet Jermaine Johnson under 9.5. Under 9.5, and man, his stock fell. But his stock falling was a gift to the New York Jets to get this guy who's a top 10 talent. And of course, there was personal concerns, right? I heard that a lot about a lot of players, and it's crazy too because it's not like, you know, what it seems that we were talking about is Adam Kaplan earlier. Basically, just a lot of these players have a lot lot of attitude. So it's like, well, why did he fall? Well, he didn't interview well and this and that. And some people, I guess the thought was he's sort of a me guy and not a team guy, but he's a hell of a football player. And you get Breece Hall, who some people thought was the best, well, he was projected to be the number one back. And you could debate whether him or Walker's the best back. And then they pick up Rucker. As you state, I don't see how the Jets could have done a better job.
No, absolutely not. When you talk about kids with attitude, I mean, it didn't stop the Giants on the other team in the area to take from taking Kayvon Thibodeau, who certainly has as much attitude as anybody, but production on the field. You know, we saw some guys go tonight, Gabe, and I think when you want to talk about steals or, you know, all these overused phrases in the draft, I'm guilty of it myself, because when the Eagles at 84 took N'Kobe Dean and he finally came off the board, I'm like, wow, you got to be kidding me. It took 84 picks for somebody to take this kid just because he's 5'11". And, you know, I'm old enough to remember Sam Mills under 6 feet at middle linebacker. And I'm old enough to remember Mike Singletary at middle linebacker. You know, the measurables dictate so many of these war rooms and who they pick. But the Birds fell into it there with N'Kobe Dean. So certainly a couple of Georgia guys, Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean. They get A.J. Brown via trade. Philadelphia shouldn't be left out of the mix as teams who walk away here, at least on paper, with an A grade for what they've done.
I agree. And you look at the division that they play in, Rob. You know, Washington, they're okay, but they're not great. The Giants are in transition right now. First year, new head coach, Daniel Jones. His option didn't get picked up, so it's almost a dress rehearsal year as they try to put things in place with the Giants. So basically, I think, listen, it's Philadelphia and Dallas. Like, this is a winnable division for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, it is. It certainly is. And they thought that last year, and I think they feel that way this year. It's why they're just trying to build the surrounding cast for Jalen Hurts. Maybe he's a stopgap measure for another year. Maybe he's not, but they're going to find out. Certainly Dallas.
I'm seeing a plus 240, Rob, for a division right now. Dallas Cowboys are plus 105. Philadelphia Eagles plus 240 to win a division. I think it's a pretty nice number. Because, you know, like I said, it's basically you're competing with one other team only, really.
Right. And you're always, you know, when we play the futures, we always know that the injury risk is there for us. But, you know, Dallas did a pretty nice job themselves with the second two picks. I know Tyler Smith from Tulsa, most penalized offensive lineman in the country. That could be problematic. But Sam Williams, you know, for guys like us, Gabe, that watch college football Saturday from, you know, start to finish. Here on the East Coast, I'm not done till 2 in the morning. But a guy like Sam Williams, edge rusher from Ole Miss, I had a couple of games this year where I'm playing over the total and I'm watching this kid just wreak havoc on the other offense and I'm swearing at the television. And Jalen Tolbert, a kid from Sunbelt Conference, South Alabama, really good wide receiver. That people will come to know these names, but for those of us who watch it every single Saturday and even during the week when, you know, Maction is on Tuesdays through Thursdays, some of these names you recognize and see the team's got good players. So Dallas, you know, despite the fact they didn't have as many or as high a picks as the other squads, they didn't do that bad themselves.
Rob Vino, sportswagertalk.com, kicking it with us. Man, it was what a strange draft as far as the quarterbacks were concerned. People said, yeah, we don't like the quarterbacks, and they sent that message that...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You know, it's just crazy like that Malik Willis ends up going 86th. You know what I mean? Like when people were talking about, he was actually, there was a prop. I hit it at Kenny Pickett, plus 250 to be the first quarterback taken. And it's just amazing, man. Like how did it end up playing out from what he thought and what people thought to end up going 86th. All right, we're kicking it here in Las Vegas. We're going to get into some basketball. Rob Vino kicking it with us. The Late Night Anger Match for us continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I am Morenci. We're throwing it down live at the MGM in Las Vegas, Nevada. And man, what have we been here for? I guess we've been here 3 days now. It feels like it's 30 days. All right, like I gotta tell you, I'm not very proud of myself, Rob. As somebody that has lived here before, I'm pretty much a tourist, an amateur tourist this weekend. It's been years. I haven't been here in about 4.5 years, actually, nearly 5 years. And, you know, I haven't gotten crazy. Look, I haven't gotten arrested. And, you know what I mean? I haven't lost all my money or anything like that. But I'm not going to lie. You know, I've taken a few hits along the way here. But what a great town. It's a great party atmosphere. And tomorrow, we got one more show in the morning, guys, at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock in the morning, local, 12 Eastern, live from the MGM Sportsbook. And then after that, we're all going to get together. We're going to throw it down. We're going to go over to the NFL Fan Experience and just have a great day and night tomorrow night in Las Vegas. So one thing that wasn't so great, Rob, was watching my Toronto Raptors go down in the way that they did. My God, what a collapse in that third quarter. And listen, we knew that Embiid was injured and he was playing through pain with the thumb, but there was more than just that. And now Joel Embiid is out indefinitely. You know, you and I talk about this, and I'm sure you talk about it on your shows as well, about this year in the NBA, it's crazy, right? It's just every game, pretty much, you expect somebody to get hurt. Like, I don't know who's going to be left standing by the time we get to the finals.
Yeah, it's crazy, Gabe. But when you think about the length of the playoffs, how long they drag out and how many games are played, it's inevitable that somebody's going to get hurt. Now, so far, most of the injuries, to star players, guys have been able to come back. Luka Doncic was able to come back and lead his team to victory. Devin Booker was able to come back last night. Chris Middleton may miss this entire series, but if Milwaukee were to get through, he'll be back. Joel Embiid, we don't know. He had the same injury to the other eye. I was just listening to a report here in Philadelphia. I'm actually about 30 minutes from Wells Fargo, where my home is, and they just had a report locally here about an hour ago that he had the same injury to the other eye. It cost him 22 days the last time around, but they're being pretty tight with information right now.
They're saying a mild concussion too, right? So he's got he's got a bad thumb, right orbital fracture, and a quote mild concussion as well, Rob.
Yeah, and the orbital fracture is what they're worried about. If it requires surgery, Philadelphia might as well learn how to do without him. If it doesn't require surgery, maybe he can get back in 10 days. But by the time 10 days go by, Miami may lock up that series. But I saw a couple of places, Gabe, immediately take the series price down, but they left the game price up, adjusted it, and took series down. I don't know if it's back up everywhere. But, boy, what a big blow for Philadelphia and, I guess, for the Raptors. Hey, listen, if we're not going to get there, you're not going to get there either. Accidental by Pascal Siakam, certainly no intent. I didn't know the degree of severity until tonight, to tell you the God's honest truth. I didn't think of it all day long until I saw the report.
Bryce, do you know what? I knew he was just sort of worn out, and we talked about it on our shows, Rob, and I think it was a big benefit for the Philadelphia 76ers that, right. I mean, this series, look, it wasn't like a big TV series, right? A lot of the games were on the NBA Network, and they played, if you remember, they were basically playing every 2 days, right? So they played every 2 days and quickly, and it worked against the Raptors early. Gary Trent was sick. Scotty Barnes gets injured. They don't have time. Boom. One Monday, Wednesday, Friday, like, you know what I mean, type of thing. They were playing games quick, quick, quick. But then they had a strange delay. So after Monday, they didn't play till Thursday, Rob. And we saw that Joel Embiid, man, like he was running out. Like he was carrying the team, and you could see the energy factor was low. And I think getting those 3 days really like refreshed them. And, you know, Maxey's been great for them. But evidently they paid a price for it right now. The war of attrition, man, continues. And similar situation with the Bucks and the Celtics right now. But listen, it seems like nobody's given suddenly the Bucks a chance because Chris Middleton isn't there. Is that an overreaction?
I like Boston, Gabe. I just think at this point in time, even if Middleton were in, I think Boston's probably the better team slightly. But obviously Middleton makes a huge difference, right? I went through this today. I personally made a bet right off the opener here. You know, I wanted to play the Celtics, and I saw -$2, -210, and not really keen on laying $2 or $210, so I was looking for other options. And I found a prop, which is widely available, but it's Celtics to win game one and Celtics to win the series. You got to have the combo. But it cuts that price from $210 all the way down to -$115. And certainly if the Celtics are going to win the series, you would – expect them to win game one. You would want them to win game one. If, in fact, they didn't, you can always have a little bit of a backup plan. If you still feel the Celtics were going to win the series down 0-1, you bet them to win in six or to win in seven, and you're catching 450 if they win in six, plus 375 if they win in seven. So you still have ways to make money. But I think they're probably the better team when you match it up. The home floor certainly is theirs. We've always heard about the picket fence that teams like to form against Giannis, right? And when you look at their length and height, Tatum, Horford, Robert Williams, they can certainly get across the paint and stop Giannis from getting to the rim in half court. Marcus Smart and Drew Holiday might turn out to be a wash. There's not many matchups for Drew Holiday, and Marcus Smart is kind of that guy. And then I think the backcourt overall, you know, this is where that trade at the deadline for Derek White, Gabe, I think comes into play here, because it's Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, and Derek White against Holiday, Grayson Allen, who had a nice series just now, and Pat Connaughton. Sort of edge Boston to me. I just think they're playing better. So I took them. But again, with Middleton, it would be a little bit different.
Rob Vino throwing it down with us on the Friday Night Freak Show, live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Dallas Mavericks and the Phoenix Suns on Monday night. Phoenix minus six, so they got Booker back. How do you see this series playing out? Is it a long series? Do you think Dallas can knock off the Phoenix Suns? What's your opinion on it?
I feel like they could get two, but I don't think they can beat Phoenix, Gabe. I mean, Phoenix, I've said forever, to me at least, and just a personal opinion, I feel like they have an answer for everything. No matter what style you want to play, you want to go small, you want to go large, you want to play slow, you want to play fast, nothing matters to Phoenix. You want to zone them, you want to play a man, nothing really matters. And they're so unique. I was looking at these numbers yesterday prior to their series clinching win, and they had scored 62.7% of their points in that series against New Orleans before last night from two-point range. It's unheard of. They don't make use of the three-point line all that much. They didn't make use of the foul line all that much. But they're so good mid-range, and they choose to do it that way. They choose to shoot twos, and they still were able to score 110 or more in every game except one. So they're just a little bit of a unique matchup here. Where Luka's concerned, it's hard. Nobody's ever going to stop him. But I do feel like the duo of Bridges and Crowder, if you're throwing those guys at him and banging them around, as the series wears on, maybe Luka wears down a little bit. It's the best you could hope for. Dallas playing great. Jason Kidd did a great coaching job in that series. And there's a possibility that Tim Hardaway Jr. could play in this series for Dallas, which would give them, you know, maybe 12, 14 minutes with another shooter standing around the three-point arc. So they've got their chances, and they're a good team. But I just think Phoenix is the class of the West.
So updated futures right now, Golden State Warriors plus 300, Phoenix Suns plus 320, Boston Celtics plus 380, Miami Heat checking in at plus 460, Milwaukee Bucks plus 650. It's amazing how the numbers change, man. Such a fluid situation with these injuries, but the Warriors did look very, very good, didn't they? Very impressive.
Yeah, you know, they talk a lot about the death lineup, and I think it was a great matchup against Denver, right? Denver just can't – they have no answer for,
It was a perfect matchup for them. But then it just sort of gives them confidence. Everything sort of came together for them because it wasn't. And Curry even said, you know, we had a problem. Draymond Green wasn't 100%. Klay Thompson struggled when he came back. But really, I mean, you know, Jordan Poole's been a difference maker. In a similar situation like with Maxey, I always tell people this, you know, the media is going to talk about the star players all the time and the pressure's on the big names, but the big names need help. And you can't win unless you get production from a young player who's like they're going to be the new star type of thing. And Jordan Poole's really brought that energy to them.
No doubt, Gabe. So much so that Denver decided they had to use their best defensive player, Aaron Gordon, to stop him the last three games. And he did a real good job. But all it did, you know, there's just too many guys, right? Because then Klay and Steph Curry had big games in the final two, maybe even the final three, once they, you know, shut down Jordan Poole. So when you have that many options, it's very, very difficult. I think whoever wins out of Memphis and Minnesota, I really think Memphis has a good shot to drag him seven games because Memphis has perimeter guys that can match Golden State. And Golden State is still a real small team. I mean, in that particular series, Jokic dominated as tired as he was. And Aaron Gordon, as the series went on, became more of a force on the boards and with points. So Golden State still has that problem. They're kind of a donut team. And Memphis may match up well with them because look what they had to do. They had to take Steven Adams out of the lineup after two games to match up with Minnesota. So it looks to me, if it becomes Memphis-Golden State, it's a real good series in my mind. And I worry a little bit about the Golden State results, Gabe. The first two games were blowouts. And things really tightened up the last three. They win by five. They lose. They barely win by four at home. They don't cover. They talk about how they forgot how to close out games, but now they remember or close out a series, and they had to do it on the fly, and now they remember. So we'll see, but I think it could be interesting if it's Memphis-Golden State.
Rob Vino. Rob, it's always a pleasure, sir. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. I guess it's a good thing, actually, two things that are Eagle fans are in a good mood because the Phillies got no hit tonight by a bunch of dudes. And I don't know, we'll see if it's a big deal that they took McGill out, right, with 88 pitches. Oh, it was the story of the century with Clayton Kershaw, but it is.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is what it is. Rob, it's always a pleasure, my man. Great insight as always. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, buddy. I appreciate it. Have a good day tomorrow.
The Late Night Anger Management Class live from Las Vegas continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, Brian, care to place a wager?
Tomorrow night on Fox's Celebrity Boxing, I've got Carol Channing beating Mike Tyson in three rounds.
Carol Channing. You've got Carol Channing, the actress, beating Mike Tyson, the boxer. Hell, give me $50 on Tyson.
Yeah, you're in good company. Betting Freddy took the same wager.
Bet.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Survive in advance, Las Vegas style. Join us. We're going to be on Sports Grid television networks and all our TV affiliates and all that stuff. We're going to be on at noon Eastern, Saturday morning. NFL draft coverage live from Las Vegas. And I'll be on with Scott Farrell and the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. So it'll be a fun crew. And we'll see. Cam pretty much crushes like a bunch of beers nightly already, right? And I don't know, Cam likes his drinks and stuff. But I was going to say, I don't know. Like, I don't know where he is right now. I don't know how hard he went. I know that, put it this way, he's not going to stay up. Cam, if we're on at 9, like, Cam's not the type of guy he's going to stay up till 5 in the morning on the casino floor or something. But he is the type of guy that would say, well, I'll just drink these 26 beers now and I'll go to bed early. So I look forward to seeing how he looks in the morning. And Scotty will be fine. Scotty's a healthy lifestyle liver. Scotty's having a good time here as well. I wanted to get to something I didn't get to was Trevor Bauer. The Trevor Bauer story. And Major League Baseball suspends Trevor Bauer for 2 seasons. For 2 seasons. Of course, he didn't play last year right? He didn't play last year with the Dodgers. And now he's suspended for 2 years. And, you know, it's funny. Jason B. Takafin, we've got to give this guy credit. A lot of stuff that Jason says comes to pass. I asked Jason about this, and he said Major League Baseball is building a case against him, and you're going to see here, you'll hear soon, they're going to suspend him, they're going to go out, and they're going to try to ban him type of thing. And I've told you guys this before, and as a Dodger fan, I don't want Trevor Bauer on my team. I don't want him in the clubhouse. I think he's a jerk, right? I think he's a jerk. But thing is, it's not illegal to be a jerk, and you can't take away someone's livelihood because they're a jerk. And the fact is, with Trevor Bauer, he was, you know, he was in charge. He was found, you know, every fact, some of the accusers had to pay his legal fees and stuff after. So, you know, it's amazing to me. So Major League Baseball says he's violated their abuse. Yet there are other players who actually did strike people who are. And Trevor Bauer, the thing is, Trevor Bauer's getting paid anyway. So he's getting paid literally like $40 million a year not to pitch. He released a statement tonight in the strongest possible terms. I deny committing any violation of the league's domestic violence and sexual assault policy. Am I appealing this action and expect to prevail? As we have throughout this process, my representatives and I will respect the confidentiality of the proceedings. And that's the thing. I think he will win. He keeps winning all these litigations and the legalities. But he's getting paid. But, you know, I like the thing is, no one's really going to feel sorry for him. And this is why I guess it, you know, if it doesn't help that if you're a jerk. And the thing is, he was a jerk, right? He's been a jerk to teammates. He's been a jerk to the media. Like, he's been a jerk to people online. And he's also been nice to people in the media. He's been nice to people online, etc., right? He's sort of been like a, you know, he's always been a big on media, social media type guy on Twitter. And even, you know, years ago, he would respond to fans and he'd get into it with people. Or, you know, so at a point, you know, he was annoying, but he was good for the game and it was fun for the game. And then, though, what, you know, what a lot of people don't like him. So you remember when he threw the ball in the center field and he nearly hit one of his teammates with a baseball, right? Which they really didn't like that. Like that was just, you know, I know it's saying it was sort of funny, ha-ha, but the team really was like, bro, you can never do that again. Don't ever do that again. Right, so he remember as a pitcher, he got pissed off and he threw the ball and he nearly hit the center fielder. And then, if you'll recall, it's all Trevor Bauer's fault, the whole sticky stuff on gripping the pitch and the ball with the pitchers, in which he basically said it. He said, oh, yeah, if you just use this stuff, you'll get a better spin rate. And he goes, hey, I'm not saying I do it, but, and wink, wink, and then look at the results. And I was thinking, it's like, bro, why the hell? And listen, people are going to know anyways. It wasn't Trevor Bauer, but him saying that publicly, and then immediately after he said it publicly, like, they started flipping out about it, and then they had to stop doing it. So other pitchers think he's an idiot and a snitch type thing. They're like, dude, like, why the hell would you talk about this if you're a pitcher, right? And publicly. And, you know, we could go on. There's been a lot of instances online and comments that he's made and stuff. But, and then you get deeper, and then you get into the, you get into the newest allegations, right? And the last couple of years have just been whatever. But I'm just, I think it's crazy, though, that he's suspended for 2 years. And as I stated, like, I don't want him on the Dodgers, but I wouldn't, like, protest if he signed somewhere, right? I mean, he was accused of things. It was found, whatever, would he do it? I don't know, but he was found in a court of law to be innocent. And to hit him with a 2-year suspension, like, you're basically saying, we don't want you in this league. Let's just call it. That's what they're getting. We don't want you in this league. And by suspending him 2 years as well, like, they can, like, just draw this out. Like, that's the thing. When you're dealing with a major corporation or you're dealing with an entity that has more money than you, they can just delay everything all the time, right? They can basically litigate every detail of every, like, sentence, and it just it drags things out. And number one, it'll drag things out and it'll cost you a lot of money because they will litigate every little thing to try to wear you down. Or B, if they don't really care, like, this, you know what I mean? Like, Major League Baseball is not trying to get money from Bauer. Right, so they have no, like, the only thing Major League Baseball is trying to do is keep this guy off their field. So they suspend him for 2 years. He says, "Oh, I'm going to do a deal. I'm appealing this action or whatever." Yeah, you can appeal stuff and try to take them to court and stuff, but it'll take forever. And basically, that'll be 2 years, essentially, right? It was very, you know, I look forward to talking to Takovic about this because he said this. He called this, man. This guy's got, you know, he's an insider. You know what I mean? He said, he goes, they're building a case, and they know that once they come at him, he's going to come back, and they've got to get this in order. And you know that Major League Baseball has, you know, good attorneys that figured, all right, no, this is how and why we can get away with this. But nevertheless, I'm just saying, wow, 2 years. But at the same point in time, I'm not saying, oh, bring him back to the Dodgers. I don't want them. And that was the whole thing, too. The Dodgers players, they were the ones, too, that, remember with Dave Roberts, they don't want him in the room, right? They were like, we don't want him here. He's not welcome. So that's one of the Bauer's problems as well, right? Like, if you're a great guy and everyone on the team loves you and everyone, every team you've been on loves you, they'd be like, man, get this guy here, man. What do we go to get him back? You know what I mean? He was found not guilty, whatever. Get him back in here. The Dodgers were like, we don't care if he's found this or that. We don't want him here. We're paying you $42 million not to be here. Man, he's making. He's making bank, though, isn't he? He's making bank. All right, so speaking of making bank, UFC, Matthias. We got boxing here tomorrow as well. A lot of people are here for the boxing match. But UFC card as well tomorrow. Who you got, Matthias? From the Apex.
I like Marlon Vera. I love Marlon Vera. I think he finishes the fight. I think Marlon's actually fighting, you know, this is the prime of his career right now. Rob Font did not make weight. So he had a bad weight cut, you know, and every single time you have a bad weight cut, especially when you're fighting, you know, a bantamweight and at featherweight, that means you didn't have a good week and you didn't have a good last night when you were trying to make that weight. So he probably got a little sick. And I don't want to fight against Chito Vera coming off of a bad night trying to lose weight. You know, Chito's a guy that finishes fights. You know, his finish rate is immense. He finished Sugar Show O'Malley just by kicking him in the foot. And I expect him to land some good shots on Rob Font. And to win that fight, and he's at plus money right now.
Yeah, Rob Font's a -120 favorite, actually. So Marlon Vera's plus 102. Rob Font is -120. And
I also like Andrei Arlovsky, Gabe. You know a little bit about Andrei Arlovsky. I think there's some good value with Arlovsky. You know, that guy knows how to win fights.
He's,
you know, that's
been around for 100
right now. He's durable and he knows how to win fights against guys he's better than. And I think he's better than Collier. I think he'll just pick away at that fight, land his shots, and kind of win a decision.
Yeah, I know a little bit about Andrei Arlovsky. The other thing about Andrei Arlovsky, it's amazing, man, that this guy, it's just crazy. This guy's still fighting, to be honest, and he's been successful.
Crazy is it that he changed his ways? You know, instead of like going for the knockout, he learned how to head movement. He learned how to pick away and get through a 3-round fight at the weight that he fights at.
Well, because of his age, right? He didn't have a choice. But yeah, he's really, it's crazy. He's 43 years old. It's very impressive. Like, you know, to be doing what he's doing at 43 years old, as you stated, in a heavyweight division. But the thing is, guys, you look at Andrei Arlovsky. I thought, like, there's been times, man, where you're like, this guy's done. He's done. Like, you know, when we thought he was done was in 2009. like he has these waves. Like, he was rolling along in his career. He's great. He's champion, all this stuff. And, you know, he's winning belts. And, all right, he loses to Fedor, all right? It's no shame in it, but he loses to Fedor. He loses to Brett Rogers. He loses to Bigfoot Silva. He loses to Sergey Karatanov. He loses 4 fights in a row. Right? And it's like, all right, this guy's got problems. And basically, he had to go, like, Strikeforce basically cut him, right? They were like, dude, you lost 4 fights in a row, all right? So he had to go to Pro Elite. He went to, you know, 1 FC Pride, WSOF, you know what I mean? He basically had to go wherever he could. He had to work his way back up the ladder. He fought a bunch of sort of scrubbish-type guys. And boom, he gets back to the UFC, and he beats Bigfoot Silva, he beats Travis Brown, he beats Frank Mir, and he beats Brandon Schaub. It was like all this, like, big, you know, run. And then, boom, 2016, he loses 5 fights in a row. And you're like, all right, now he's got to be done for real. It's like, now he's lost five fights in a row. Right? He loses five fights in a row. Now, no, hey, he's back again. He goes on these runs. And right now, man, he's 5-1 in his last six fights. You know, they like him, though, the UFC, because they give him fights. Like, basically, if Dana doesn't like you and the UFC doesn't like you, they'll make you fight tough opponents. Right? Like, you know, they didn't like Keith Harry. After he fought Brock Lesnar, they're like, yeah, you're going to fight Cain Velasquez. Like, they're giving Arlovski fights that he can handle, right? They're not, like, trying to get him murdered. But he's done a good job handling them. Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. Bring it.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You think I'm dead, but I'm not. Shout out to our boy, Tony Finn, who... You know what, like, we tried to reconnect with him, and, like, it was dark, right? I mean, it's like, it just went right to, like, it nothing, like, dead zone. And I sent him a message, actually. We got nothing back. So I think he did have some sort of weird power surge. We wish Tony the best. Thanks to Robbino for joining us on the program. So we're not done. We're here in Vegas. NFL draft continues. Shout out to everybody who's come down. We've met so far. It's been a great time, and thank you for coming. Tomorrow, we're going to meet more people tomorrow. We're going to be on live at 9 o'clock local time, but it's noon Eastern. Noon Eastern with Scotty Farrell and Cam Stewart. It's going to be a nice crew. All right, so a shout out to our boy Ken in chat here tonight. We got Chris Brady in Washington, Seattle. Have a nice night sooner. Lisa Norman, Oklahoma. Ty Rich in the house, big boxing fan. Yeah, you know what? I'm looking at that fight about how we can approach it and try to win money on it because of the big odds there. People were telling me last night that they think it goes under the fight. They think it goes under. You got Mick Aussie on Twitter here. Follow Mick, and he's got AFL picks. So, listen, we're in NFL draft mode, and we're going to have some fun in the morning with Scotty Farrell and Cam talking NFL football and talk about some of the potential trades that could still happen. They look, Samuel, they're far apart. No one came up. Like, the 49ers wanted two first-round picks, and no one was going to do it. No one was going to do it. The Baker Mayfield's, you know, stuff is crazy to me now. Every time that Baker Mayfield gets close to a team and you think, all right, maybe, it's coming, he's going to go here, they get someone else. And like I said, there was talk of Baker Mayfield going to the Carolina Panthers, and boom, then they took Matt Corral with the 90th pick. So we'll see you guys Saturday morning live from the MGM Grand. Good job, Matthias. Thanks to our crew. Other than that... Later.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.